Good evening. My name is Shadi Ardlan, and I'll be leading tonight's teleclass. This teleclass will give you a taste of the life-transforming information that Alison Armstrong has learned about men and women over the last 23 years. In this teleclass, I'll be giving you some extraordinary information that you can use to immediately apply to improve all of your relationships with all men and women in your life. I'm sure some of you know of the story of the princess who kisses a frog and he turns into a handsome prince. It would be hard not to know that fairy tale. Well, Alison Armstrong found out that the fairy tale can actually work in reverse as well. You can actually have a prince and turn him into a frog. Now, you can tell if this has happened in your relationships because in the beginning, the man is wonderful. He's everything that you like. So if you like attention and romance, he's giving you a lot of attention and romance. But over time, something happens. Something invariably always happens. And he becomes less attentive, less romantic, less communicative, and you feel distant. Well, 23 years ago, Alison Armstrong found out that she is something called a frog farmer. That's a person who can take a prince and turn him into a frog. So he's wonderful in the beginning, and then he turns out to be a jerk. Now, she said this about herself. Give me 10 days, and I can bring out the worst in any man. This is not a great skill to have. She did not want to be good at this. But the problem was she had no idea how she was doing it. And she also found out that most women turn princes into frogs and also have no idea how they're doing it. So she decided to explore the idea that maybe there's something that we as women are doing that men respond to. And their response could either be the response of a frog or it could be the response of a prince. And maybe we have something to do with which one we're getting. If we're getting the frog or we're bringing out the prince. For the last 23 years, she's explored this idea and she has come to a very profound understanding of men. Such a profound understanding of men that she can actually predict a man's behavior. I'm going to tell you the key to avoiding frog farming. It's understanding how men are designed, and given how they're designed, how to inspire them to give you what you need in a way that's natural for men, given who they fundamentally are as men. It's going with the flow, going with the understanding of how they are naturally designed instead of trying to make a man into something he is not. But still, you get what you need. That's crucial. What we teach in all of our courses is we teach women how men speak, how men listen, how men think, how men act, how men are motivated. We are fluent in the language that men speak. And we can teach you how men speak so that you're heard by men. And it's way easier than learning Spanish or Russian or Cantonese. We also know how to listen to men in a way that has them reveal their feelings. And we can teach you how to have a man actually tell you how he feels and go deep and reveal his soul. And the way we teach you how to listen to men so that they will actually give you the information that you're looking for, as well as the emotional resonance that you're looking for, well, our way of doing it takes a lot less energy than trying to get him to open up to you. We know how men think and are motivated, and that's why we can predict their behavior. And what we teach is how a man's brains work, how his brain works, so it's no longer a mystery. So you stop having those, what the hell just happened? Or the, what was he thinking? Kind of moments. You know those ways that we get surprised in a bad way by men? You might be someone who just, you don't like surprises anymore because they're so scary. But most importantly, what we have is we have a different point of view about men, and our point of view about men prevents us from being hurt and frustrated by them. We have a point of view that empowers us, and because we're empowered, we can empower men. And because we know how to empower men, men crave partnership with us. So we can teach you these things. We can teach you how men speak, how men listen, how men act, how men think, how men are motivated. We can give you a new point of view that empowers you and therefore will empower men. And we can do that in 2 short days. We do all this in a weekend workshop called the Queen's Code Workshop. The Queen's Code Workshop. You might be asking, well, why do men crave graduates from the Queen's Code Workshop? Well, graduates from the Queen's Code Workshop have a profound understanding of them. And wouldn't you crave being with people who really get you? Isn't that why you love your best friend? What we teach gives women the ability to get what women need from men without all the struggling and suffering, without all the manipulation and game playing. Everyone is honored and supported, and that's what makes us so special. Graduates of the Queen Code Workshop are women who get to walk around in life satisfied, and that makes them incredibly alluring and attractive to men. What we're teaching in the Queen's Code Workshop is we teach women how to be a queen. A queen. And this is very distinct from being a diva or a bitch. We don't teach that. We teach women how to be a queen, how to live a life from her highest values. We teach women how to be fully in their power as women. But this is not a goddess workshop either. We give you practical, real tools that you can use, immediately apply to all the men in your life, no matter their age, no matter their relationship to you, no matter their education, their economic class, their ethnicity, their culture, their background. What we teach you is real, practical, and applicable from the very first moment you start learning from us. The reason our workshop's called the Queen Code Workshop is because the queen gets what she needs from a place of power. And her power comes from her vision for her life and the world, as well from her femininity. Her femininity is very, very powerful, and she gets that. Her vision and her femininity actually inspires men to be heroes. So we've cracked the code on how to be a powerful feminine woman who gets what she needs from men and does not alienate or intimidate them. She's not by any means a doormat. She's not submissive. She's not coy. She's not manipulative. No, she knows her worth and her value, and she embodies qualities that make the world a better place. And that's why men, women, and children, everyone wants to be with her. Since 1995, so over the last 18 years, over 25,000 women all over the United States, as well as Great Britain, Europe, and Canada, have participated in the Queen's Code Workshop, formerly known as Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. Now, the information you're about to receive on this teleclass, as well as in all of our products, and we have books and CDs and DVDs, as well as live workshops, all of this did not come out of just books and theories. What it came from was carefully listening to and observing actual men and women. Alison Armstrong, the creator of all of our workshops and products, she began studying men back in 1991. And when she began studying men, and to this day, she understands men and women not just according to her, but actually according to men. She's been asking men questions and listening to their answers. We actually understand the difference between men and women, but more accurately, between masculinity and femininity. We understand the differences, and we also understand how they work with one another, how they can work together, how to empower our differences to our advantage so that you get a lot more of what you need with a lot less effort. Understanding men and your part as a woman in their responses will give you more power in all of your interactions with the opposite sex. What we teach inspires you to inspire men for the behavior that you want instead of nagging them, manipulating them, cajoling them, strategizing, game playing, all that stuff that actually keeps men away. We don't teach that because, well, we don't need to. Women already know how to do that, and they're getting the results that they get from that. Men who are scared, defensive, cautious, war-torn, you know, bruised from battle. That's not what we teach. What we teach is how you, the woman that you are, the woman that you are with your age, your ethnicity, your relationship status, experience, your culture and background, who you are already, we teach you how to be the queen that you were born to be. That's what's available by doing the Queen's Code Workshop and being a part of our community. So thank you for joining us on this teleclass because you're very special people. Not everybody's interested in learning how to be their best self. For us, the people in this class, that's our second nature. We love to learn. You wouldn't be dedicating an hour of your Monday night if you weren't interested in that kind of thing. So thank you for being people who are committed to learning, committed to growing, committed to connecting and bettering yourself. I am honored to be leading this call. Tonight's call is the number one quality required in every partnership. Do you have it, and how do you get it? The last time we were together, I gave you the number one quality that makes women irresistible, what men say and women avoid. If you missed that call, no worries. We record these calls, and how you can get access to that recording is by going to understandmen.com. That's understandmen.com. You'll find the free stuff tab. It's a couple over, maybe the fourth or fifth one over. When you find the free stuff tab, just scroll down and you'll see the word listen. And once you click on listen, you will see the recordings that are listed. There's a couple recordings available right now. The number one quality that makes women irresistible is listed, as well as the seven reasons that women don't get what they need from men. So please go and listen to those calls if they would be helpful to you. But tonight we're going to be covering the number one quality required in every partnership. Do you have it, and how do you get it? Now, when I speak to people, and I speak to them often, when they think that there's a breakdown in their relationship, they always go to one word. They go to this very common word. If I were to ask you, if I was to open up the line, I'd probably hear this word. But because I'm going for a clean recording, I'm not going to open up the line. But I've been around long enough. I've been leading these courses since 2007. And I've been on many a plane, and I've talked to people, and I tell them what I do, and they say, oh, yeah, it all comes down to this, doesn't it? It always comes down to this. So I'm going to give you a moment to think about what is that one quality that is needed in every relationship and partnership. I'll give you just a moment to think. If it was one quality, what was that? What is that one quality? Okay, I hope you have your word. Most commonly, what I hear is the word communication. Communication. Oh, yeah, we had poor communication. Oh, yeah, he doesn't know how to communicate. Or, oh, we just couldn't communicate. Or, my parents have terrible communication. We think it's communication. And God bless our sweethearts. Because that's a really obvious breakdown. You know, not feeling heard, not feeling understood. When you ask for something, what he gives you doesn't match what you were asking for, and you're thinking, what, was I not clear enough? So communication seems to be the common buzzword that people go to. The go-to for, yeah, that's why we didn't work out. But actually, the number one quality that is needed in every relationship, every partnership for it to work, if it is not there, it will not work. It is like water on this planet. Like, we need water to survive. This planet would not be viable without it. There is one quality that makes every partnership is required for it to be viable. And what that quality is trust. Trust. T-R-U-S-T. Without trust, you do not have anything. So when people think it's communication, they're not actually wrong. The problem is that they can't trust that what they are saying is going to be heard or what they hear is going to be accurate. But it's coming down to trust, not communication, but trust. And communication is just one of the things that you need to be able to trust in a partnership. That you're going to get the quality of communication, the frequency, the accuracy that you need in the area of communication. But that's just one area that you need to be able to trust with your partners. So let's look at trust. So how we do things is we always first define what we're looking at, and that's just a place that we begin from. But it's by no means where we end. It's just a springboard for us to look at. So trust can be a noun and a verb. Trust is defined as a belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, effective. Okay. Another definition is assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Can you already see it? Assured reliance. So then if you look at trust as a verb, it says to believe, to place confidence. If you look at where this word came from, it comes from the Old English to be faithful or true. So in our partnerships and in our relationships, when there's a breakdown in trust, it can be incredibly scary. It can be scary for him as well as us. So let's look at trust. We're going to look at how masculinity and femininity actually interplay with each other. The masculine survives, and to survive means to out-exist. Okay? The masculine survives through being able to produce results. So whether you are a woman or a man, you are capable of having masculine attributes. Okay? Your ability to produce results is most assured and optimized by two things: respect and trust. Respect and trust. So whether you're a man listening on this call or you're a woman and you know that when you're at work you are pretty masculine, you're all about producing results, look to see for yourself that when there is any violation of respect or trust, you feel like you just had your knees taken out. Say a boss disrespects you by not calling on you on a sales meeting. Or you lost trust or faith in a company when they didn't promote you like you were expecting. Or they didn't pay you on the timeline you were expecting. Now, the feminine is different. The feminine survives differently. The feminine survives through her connections. She survives through her connections. And she's always monitoring two things in order to look at the quality of those connections. She's monitoring the attention and the interest that she's getting. The attention and the interest she's getting. She's looking at the quality, the consistency, the quantity of those connections through how much attention and interest she's getting. So have you ever been in an experience when you were dating? You were dating a man, you're a woman, you're dating a man, and you notice that in the beginning, you were getting a text message every 30 minutes, he was calling you at night, you were seeing each other a couple times every week. And then further along in the relationship, you notice, oh, he's not texting me as often and frequently. He used to respond to me immediately, and now it's been a couple hours. Or we used to go out, and we used to see each other 3 or 4 times a week. Now I'm lucky if I see him on a Saturday night. Or you go out, and you notice that, oh, gosh, you know, he used to be really interested in how I was doing and what I was up to and what I was passionate about, and now he seems really distracted. He's always looking at his phone. I wonder what's going on. Why does he care more about work than me? Or is he, you know, texting a girl? Just notice. Just notice how the feminine is monitoring connection through attention and interest. But tonight's call is all about trust. So let's get back to trust. Trust is critical to every partnership. If you do not believe in that person, if you do not believe that that person is reliable, good, honest, or effective, everything else breaks down. So trust is where we begin. And whether it is in a platonic relationship, in a family relationship, in a romantic relationship, it doesn't matter the form of the relationship. What matters is the trust that's in that relationship. And if you actually want a partnership, and partnership is defined as persons on the same side or team sharing in the risks and rewards of that enterprise, of whatever they're undertaking. So if you actually want to be in a partnership, then you need to be on the same side of your partner. Can you see how hard it would be to be on the same side of your partner if you didn't trust him? How that would go terribly, awfully wrong. Okay. So, trust. Trust is critical. Let's look at what you need in your partners in order to be able to trust them. So, again, it doesn't matter the form, but let's look at romantic relationships. What do you need in order to be able to trust a romantic partner? One area, the one that we started with, is communication. Are you actually getting a clear indication of what he's up to, where he stands, how he feels, what he thinks, what he knows? What about your needs, having your needs met? Can you trust your needs being met? Whether that's he'll pick you up on time for a date, or if he's not going to be on time, he'll tell you. I was like, baby, the freeway's a parking lot right now. I'm so sorry I'm going to be late. Or is it the need for romance? Is it the need for sexual satisfaction? Can you trust that those are going to be met with your partner? What about your values? Can you trust that your values are being honored? Like, one of your values might be integrity. It's a really common value. It is a good value. But here's the problem. Here's the problem when it comes to making sure that you're getting your needs met. If you do not understand how men are different, and I said different, not defective, but different, then you might be thinking, I can't trust this man. And the only thing that happened is that the way he shows his integrity is different than the way you would show integrity. Or the way he shows affection is different, not defective, but different than the way you show affection. Now, I have a very, very special treat tonight. So one of the things that we do in all of our live workshops is we have a panel of men. Now, you might be asking, I thought this workshop was for the Queen's Code workshop is for women. It is for women. It's for women to come and learn about men, and we are very, very good at it. Okay? Now, we teach you for about a day and a half, but we know because we've been teaching women about men for a very long time that you don't quite believe us, that you think, wow, this is really nice, but could it be this simple? Is this what she's teaching me? Is it accurate? Is it true? Effectively, what you're asking is, can I trust what I'm learning? So what we do at each one of our live workshops is we bring in real, live men. We bring in a panel of men. And they sit with us for an hour and a half. Excuse me. They sit with us for about an hour. And they answer your questions. Because we asked you, you know, what are some questions you have for men? And what happens in that hour is they answer your questions. And you listen the way that we teach you how to listen. That makes you an incredibly safe space. And these men go very, very deep. Not only do they give you the information that you've been craving, but they also share their hearts with you. They reveal their souls to you. And you're never the same again. So on tonight's call, I have a friend and a colleague. His name is Ken. He's calling from outside of Boulder, Colorado. And I asked him to come on this call to teach us about how men interact with trust. Okay? So I'm going to open up the line so that Ken can share with us. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Shadi. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for making time on tonight's call. I really appreciate it. Just so the 130 callers know, I asked you maybe an hour ago if you were free, And you were kind enough to make yourself available, and I can't tell you how much that makes me happy.
You're very welcome. It's a privilege.
So I wanted to talk to you about trust.
Okay.
So let me ask you, what does trust, what does it look like or sound like to you when you're interacting with a woman?
Well, before I answer that, I actually want to thank you for addressing trust, because personally I think that trust is the key to receiving love from a man. And the reason I say that is when a man feels like he's trusted, he feels like he's, I call it like he's complete where he is.
Mm.
And what that simply means is that he has everything he needs to be the best he can be in that moment. And my experience and my studies of the female is that the feminine nature is about improvement and the future and very much that, and the masculine is very much about the present.
Hmm.
So accepting a man as complete where he is can be really scary for women, because complete to them means done or finished, which means there is no future. And so it's really, really challenging. But for the man, it's like the best gift ever, is being trusted, being seen as complete where you are, because that allows us to then move forward. Otherwise, we're trying to figure out what do we got to do to get to that point before we can do anything else.
Mm.
So when we're feeling trusted, it gives us the space to actually connect with you and show you affection, show you love, and engage with a deeper part of ourselves and yourself.
Mm. Wow. Thank you for that, Ken, because women have such a deep craving to connect with men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of our, you know, causes great grief and sadness and hurt in our hearts when we have that craving that can't be satisfied, whether it's a mother wanting to connect with her son, regardless of age, whether it's a toddler or an adult son in his 20s or 30s, women tell me about how much they want to be connected with their sons. And then, of course, so common for single women wanting to connect with men that they date and not knowing how to do that. So that was huge. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So now, I hope the women on this call, I think they are already, are pretty enrolled by what you said into wanting to trust men, because the payoff is pretty big.
For us too.
Yeah, for everybody. So what does that look like and sound like when you actually have an experience of, oh wow, this woman trusts me?
That's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with what you were just saying before you introduced me, was about that we're different, not defective. I'll give you an example. I don't know, it was probably a couple of years ago. I was on a date, and we seemingly had a great time, you know, great conversation, so on, enjoyed each other's company. And we got done with the date, and she said to me, you know, I don't think I'm really interested in seeing you again. You didn't seem very interested in me. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she goes, well, you didn't seem really interested in, you know, learning about me and so on. And I said, well, I'm not sure what you mean. And I just started kind of naming off things that I learned about her from our conversation. And she looked at me and she goes, how did you know all that? I said, because you talked about it. But because I didn't show attention and interest the way she does, she thought I wasn't paying any attention.
Hmm.
So she had totally written the whole thing off, saying, oh, well, he obviously isn't paying attention because I wasn't maybe, you know, feeding the conversation the way she would or her girlfriends do or whatever. And just for completeness with the story, we never did date again, even though obviously I was interested in paying attention. But it was really clear that she had such a strong filter, if you will, that it needed to look like the way she did it, or I wasn't doing it.
Mm.
And so that's why I say that it may be very different, but that doesn't mean that we're not doing the things that you're craving.
Mm. Wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, how we jump to these assumptions, because it doesn't look or sound like what we're used to or what we expect. And it's all based on our view, based on our worldview of what we can connect to. And it can be so limiting. You know, if you can only connect to other people that are just like you, whether it's only other women or only other women who have this kind of education or whatever. So thank you for sharing about that date, because I think a lot of us have done that. We've gone on a date, we were reading the signs, and we had no idea we read the signs wrong. And we missed out on a pretty good thing. Can I ask you another question?
Sure, go ahead.
What's challenging for you about trusting a woman?
That's a good one. The thing that first comes to mind is how do I say this? It's because a lot of times, and again, I'm basing this on my own experience, I can tell that the woman I'm interacting with is kind of not being fully authentic, like kind of sugarcoating things or holding back on what they really want to say or whatever. It makes it hard for me as a man to identify, well, what is the actual reality, and do I trust that this is even of any value at all, or is it just something she's doing to try and be what she thinks I want her to say or do or be, as opposed to what's real?
Mm.
So it makes it where it causes us to second guess, and if it happens, consistently enough, because we have like this, I don't know what you call it, it's like a radar that tells us when you're being inauthentic, and so then we start to go, so you may actually, we could easily start viewing you as we started inauthentic and you have to prove otherwise, which is a pretty hard thing to prove.
Okay, so if I understood what I heard, what's challenging about trusting a woman is you have a self-proclaimed BS meter. You can tell when a woman's being authentic or not. And when it's going off, you're wondering, who is actually on this date with me, or who am I interacting with? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so once that happens, then it's hard to, not have that kind of that assumption going forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a friend, my friend Melissa, and she was talking to a man in her life about dating. And he said something really profound, which is, the first date can go pretty well, But after, around the second or third date, that's when I start getting nervous. And why I'm nervous is I'm wondering if I'm dating a liar.
Mm.
And when I heard that, I was like, oh, my gosh. And here's the thing. On the first date, it's very common because people are nervous. It's very common because people want to be looked well upon, that we put on our best dress and our best behavior, and we go out and we try to have this great time. So common.
Sure.
So second nature. But what he was referring to is, like, you know, at second, third, fourth date, you know, you start seeing them in different outfits with more or less makeup and hair done, and they start being more real to you, with you. And so, you know, he's a smart enough guy. He catches on. But he's just wondering, to what degree is she a liar? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is I've listened to a lot of men and a lot of women talk about their man and when they met their man. And they'll say things like, I was walking my dog, you know, in my sweatpants, no makeup, greasy ponytail, and here's this guy, you know, who started hitting on me. And you know how guys like that natural look? And that women always are so dumbfounded, you know? We really are. Because I'm somebody who loves, you know, makeup and clothes and accessories and all that kind of stuff. I like it. And so I think I want to do this, and I hope he likes it. But men, time and time again, will talk about how they like the natural look, how they like a real woman, how they like the authentic woman, okay? And going back to our topic, it comes down to trust, you know? Can I trust her? Can I trust that this is actually what she looks like? This is how she behaves? This is who she actually is? Or is she sending the representative that she thinks is going to get me?
Yep. Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, I think everybody goes into a first date knowing you putting your best foot forward. Very unusual not to, but at some point, you know, guys are looking to know the real you, and so they're hoping that shows up. And if you're continually doing that in all situations, and I guess I can give you another example. There's a woman I used to work with. Her name's Carrie, and she was talking to me about her dating experiences, and she said she never lets a guy see her without makeup. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she goes, like, ever. And I'm like, okay, so you've been dating a guy, and I forget the name of the guy she was dating at the time, that she'd been dating for a while, and they were intimate and so on. And I said, so when you wake up at his house, how does he not see you without makeup? She goes, I wake up before him and put on all my makeup before he wakes up. And he has literally never seen her with the lights on without makeup. And I was like, okay, you don't think that's ever going to pose a question in his mind? What's she hiding? What's not real? Well, you know, she doesn't believe that I could possibly like her without that. And so that's just an example of, I mean, it's kind of an extreme example, I think, of someone that was, like, so didn't trust that he could like or love her unless she was all painted up. So in other words, she's basically saying, you can't love me, because I'm only lovable when I have all this makeup on.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to say on this topic before I let you go?
Nothing other than thank you to all you women listening for actually wanting to know this and being willing to explore the possibilities of what can happen when you trust a man completely.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ken, so much for your time tonight. It's been a pleasure to listen to you. You are my hero, and have a great night.
Thanks, Shadi. It was a privilege. Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, though brief, I hope incredibly profound and useful to you. If you have the experience right now of, oh, don't let Ken go. Oh, I want to keep listening to him. Welcome to our world. It's like that at every one of our courses. The men are with us for a little over an hour, and it's never enough. We always just want to keep on learning more and more from them because they say things that touch our hearts and open our minds and expand our worlds. So that was just a taste of what's available. And that's a taste of what's available in all of our workshops. We have an amazing world available to you, and we so deeply want to share this world with you. It's better shared. And we want to share it with people who are like-hearted and like-minded, people who are ready to be the queens that they were born to be. So many of you on this call are ready to register for the Queen's Code Workshop. The Queen's Code Workshop was formerly known as Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. I'm going to give you the details right now, plus a special offer so that you can register for this workshop at a deep discount and with some really great bonuses. And for those of you who are wondering, why did we ever change the name? Why is it now called the Queen's Code Workshop? Well, there's some things that I really need you to understand. I need you to understand that knowing our material is not enough. It's not enough. It's not about you having more knowledge. Understanding men is great. Understanding men is important. But really what we want for you is we want you to live the life of a queen. We want you to live by a code of honor. We're actually about causing a revolution. And knowing this code of honor and living from it is your way to participate in a movement. So we're not just about you knowing more, but we're about you being more, living the life that we have as graduates of the Queen Codes Workshop. So what do our graduates have that other women don't have? What's this life of a queen that I keep on alluding to? Well, our graduates, the queens that we create, are women who own who they are. They own their space on this planet, and more importantly, they own their power. They own their ability to influence others, and they are responsible for wielding that power. She understands that her femininity is a profound gift, one that men crave, as well as women and children. It's about you being the ultimate woman that you were born to be. It's the code of being you, your values expressed in this world, in the world we live in today. The Queen's Code Workshop is also about a secret code that makes us something special on this planet. Our graduates know something special. They know how to magnetize men, how to draw men in. Men want to be near us. They want to know us. They want to give to us. They want to be in a community with us. As well as they want this kind of understanding for themselves. The men in our lives want what we got. And they're interested in participating with us. So we have workshops for men. We have workshops just for men as well as co-ed workshops for men. We have workshops for men to understand women as well as workshops for men to understand themselves. But the Queen's Code Workshop is, and all of our material is not just about books or workshops. It's about a code to live by, a treasure to enjoy and to share. See, our graduates, these are women who have been looking for gold all their life. They're looking for the gold in men, and they're looking for the gold in themselves. They're looking for the gold in living. And what we teach you is we teach you that it was always there to begin with. But we teach you how to access that. Do you remember in The Wizard of Oz, do you remember at the end when Dorothy is talking to Glinda the Good Witch? Dorothy said, oh, will you please help me? Can you help me? And Glinda's like, you do not need my help any longer. You always had the power to go back to Kansas. You had it all along. Dorothy said, I've had it. The Scarecrow asked, well, why didn't you tell her that before? And Glinda replies, because she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself. So the Tin Man asked Dorothy, what did you learn, Dorothy? And she replies, well, I learned that it was always there. If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard, because if it isn't there, I never lost it to begin with. Glinda says, home is a place we all must find. It's not just a place where you eat or live or sleep. Home is knowing. Knowing your mind, knowing your heart, knowing your courage. If we know ourselves, we are always home anywhere. See, that's what we're about. That's why we're so passionate at creating queens on this planet. We want you to know where your home is, that your home is in your mind, your heart, in your courage. If you know yourself, you're always at home. So this movement that we're after, this movement is about changing the world. And where we begin is your personal commitment to yourself. That's where we start. So where we start is your personal commitment to understanding men and understanding yourself. Because right now, not understanding men is causing a lot of suffering and struggle in your life. It is having an effect on your ability to trust, your ability to love, your ability to have confidence and passion, your ability to be honest and real and authentic, and your ability to be receptive to all the goodies that men have to give us, including being our hero. So that's where we begin. Let's teach you about men. So that's no longer a source of confusion and frustration, anger, hurt, and despair. Let's start with that. And how you begin is by registering for the Queen's Code Workshop. You can register for the Queen's Code Workshop by going to registerunderstandmen.com. Registerunderstandmen.com. When you pay in full, the tuition for the two-day workshop is $849. That's when you pay in full. But because you listen to this teleclass, I'm going to give you a promotional code that will take off $124 off of the regular tuition. So when you apply the promotional code and you pay in full, the cost for the weekend workshop is $725. The promotional code is this, COMEV-2DCB0. Okay? That's cat, octopus, mother, elephant, victory, dash, two, dog, cat, boy, zero. Zero the number, not the letter. Okay? COMEV-2DCB0. You save the most money if you pay in full. We created a payment plan option because we don't want women to be stopped by the lack of money. Transforming your relationship with men is far more important than letting money get in the way. It is critical to having satisfying, long-lasting partnerships. So we have a payment plan, which is 7 payments of $125. Now, you still get to use a promotional code, So you'll still get $124 off of the payment plan. When you take $124 off of the first payment, that makes your first payment only $1. Then you'll make 6 additional payments of $125, and it'll be deducted from your credit card or debit card every 30 days. You save the most money if you pay in full because there's a $25 administrative fee when you use the payment plan. We did the math for you. It's only $4 a day if you do the 6-month payment plan. Most of us can spare $4 a day. That's what people spend at Starbucks once a day. What's really great about the payment plan is you do not have to make all of your payments before you do the workshop. This is not layaway. You only need to make one payment of $1 and you can be in a workshop. You can be in the nearest, closest workshop you can find. So if you want to do the Queen's Code workshop, you can register with the payment plan, make one payment of $1 today, and take the workshop. And then your second payment of $125 will happen 30 days after the first payment. Regardless of if you register by paying in full or you do the payment plan, you still get to use the promotional code and take $124 off of your registration. Again, the promotional code is COMEV-2DCB0. Now, the discount is great. The discount is wonderful, but we have more gifts for you. And what's great about these gifts is that one of them is immediately applicable. One of them you will get immediately. So you are on this call, and you've been learning some things, but we do not want to stop your transformation. We want to keep on educating you. So as soon as your registration is complete, we're going to give you an audio downloadable recording of a workshop called Loving More by Sacrificing Less. It's very common for us as women to believe that love means you sacrifice. But have you ever noticed that sacrificing only leaves you tired, resentful, and angry? What if it's actually an act of love not to sacrifice? What if you could have a partner without sacrificing yourself? In this recording, you'll learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted, neglected, and used. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need so you actually feel loved and valued. The recording costs $89. When you register, you're going to receive this recording as a bonus for free as one of the gifts. But that's only one gift we have for you. We have a couple more. Once you complete the Queen's Code workshop, which is a 2-day workshop, 2 short days, Saturday, Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. 2 short days, we transform your view of men forever. After you do the workshop, then we still have 2 more bonuses waiting for you. One is a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself. Many of your questions about men are going to be answered at the weekend workshop, but you may still have a couple left, perhaps questions about a particular man or a specific scenario. We give you this 30-minute private coaching session so you can get the personal attention you need so you can feel confident with the tools that we gave you at the course. Now, this private coaching session costs $48, but you're going to give it as a gift once you complete your registration. Finally, the third gift that you're going to receive by registering into the Queen's Code workshop is a 3-session follow-up teleclass series that includes topics such as how to bring out the best in men, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. This teleclass series costs $125. The combined value for the course and all the products is $1,111. But when you use a promotional code, you're going to get all of this, the course, the audio recording, the coaching session, the 3-session follow-up teleclass series, all of this for $725 or 6 payments of $125. That's a 35% savings. You're getting almost $400 off. So again, go to registerunderstandmen.com to register for the Queen's Code Workshop. You can transfer to another date to another city free of charge as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop that you are currently registered into. Now, if you go to register and you do not find a city or date that works for you, you can go ahead and register and then call the customer care number to switch to a to-be-determined status. So you can switch to a to-be-determined status. Just call the customer care number. Thank you so much for being on the call. We deeply appreciate your time and your trust in us. And we have a promise. We have a promise in our workshop. The Queen's Code Workshop, our promise is, if you give us 2 days of your lives and you participate fully, we will transform your view of men forever. We are so sure of our ability to transform your view of men forever if you're willing to participate, that if we don't, if for some reason we don't give you what you are looking for, we will give you all of your money back. We have 100% money back guarantee. Because it's really all about you being satisfied in your relationships. Your relationships with men, your relationships with yourself, your relationship with your life and your world. So look at it. Look to see if being a queen would have you be satisfied. If you had a vision for your life in which you got to live from your highest values and honor yourself as a feminine woman, being able to honor your femininity and use your feminine power to create magic on this planet, look to see if that's what you're looking for. Because if that's what you're looking for, then we have something profound and transformative to offer you. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight. I hope to connect with you soon. Please find me on Facebook. My name is Shadi Ardalan. That's S-H-A-D-E-E. Ardalan is spelled A-R-D-A-L-N. A-R-D-A-L-A-N. I hope you have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.